This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason! It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. Yes, I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at The D Lewis For Real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. No, we ain't been doing it weekly. It's summertime. I know the student-athletes, the teams, the programs, they've been working. I've been working, too. A little bit, a little something-something, mainly during the day with Dukes and Bell. But no, seriously, with Prep Sports Nation, have had a chance to get out throughout the summer, visit with some teams, coaches, and whatnot. So you'll hear some of that coming up on tonight's show. In fact, got to give a shout-out to several head coaches you'll hear from tonight, including Coach Cap Burnett of the North Clayton Eagles football team, Coach Eric Miller of the Pope Greyhounds volleyball team, and then Coach Pete Famanaya of the Sprayberry Yellow Jackets football team. So all those conversations coming up momentarily here. We'll get things underway with Coach Burnett of the North Clayton Eagles. But first, I got to say what's up to my girl Noelle. It's been a minute. Again, this is that time of year, summertime. I said as we were coming into the summer that Prep Sports Nation was going to be kind of off and on again due to, you know, whether it was Atlanta United, there was the soccer, whatever. I know I'm saying that all jacked up, but
the CONCACAF.
Yeah, CONCACAF. That was it. So, you know, just various reasons, which is cool for me because, again, it allows me to, just kind of reset and everything and just kind of get ready for this upcoming 25-26 season, because all of your breaks are done, all your dead weeks is what I'm referring to. They're all in the book, so it's full steam ahead. Shout out to Eric Slaughter, our coworker, because he and I were talking today. He actually umpires softball and baseball, and he and I were talking because he was in today filling in for Bo Johnson on Andy and Randy middays, and I was asking him if he was going to have a game or two that first weekend in August, which is like the 5th or 6th or something like that. And he was saying he's actually got a scrimmage coming up in like a week or so. So for softball. So because softball usually is the first of all the fall sports to kind of get rolling. They're usually like right at the top of the month. Volleyball kind of a little after that. Then I think it's football and then cross country kind of, they all kind of right there. But yeah, softball usually kicks things off. So yeah, he's actually got a scrimmage already on the books, and then he'll have his first game, like I said, that first weekend, I believe he said, of August. So it's here, man. I mean, we literally have a few more weeks. School's going to be back in. Summertime goes by way too fast for me. And I'm not even in school, but I just feel like they don't get no real break from the classroom. But it is what it is. Looking forward to checking out some of the action again once things get the rolling around. And I'll still be I myself have been doing some traveling with the family. So, you know, that's another reason it's kind of cool for me to, you know, not have the show week to week, because it's allowed me to, you know, again, just take some breaks. About 3 weeks ago, and the wife and I celebrated our anniversary in Arizona, stayed in the Scottsdale area, and then went into Sedona on one day. So we did some mountain climbing and trail hiking, things of that nature. And then just this past weekend, we went to Colorado and went up into the mountains for a music festival up in the mountains, and took a day to actually go up in the mountains, we were in the mountains, but took a day to go on a hike there as well. So I've had the opportunity to just kind of do some things with the family and whatnot. But again, I have been, you know, catching up with coaches and whatnot, and student athletes. Shout out, in fact, to Blake Stewart of Woodward Academy. I was at his commitment event. What was that, 2 weeks ago? Same weekend as All-Star Weekend. So weekend before this past. And he committed to Clemson, if you haven't heard by now. But, you know, had a chance to cover his event. So been busy, you know, off and on again, but, you know, keeping up with everything. So with that being said, Noelle, how are you? Before we get rolling into these interviews.
I'm just wondering two things.
Yes.
Because we went to Arizona and Colorado.
Yes.
So did you guys remember to play the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack in Arizona?
No, why would we do that?
You failed.
Why?
Movie set in Arizona.
Okay, so I don't know if this is necessarily a fun fact or a, I don't know what you would call this. Or if you want to try to pull my card, we'll go that route.
Okay.
I didn't watch Waiting to Exhale.
That doesn't surprise me that much.
I didn't know anything. I mean, outside of knowing who the stars were, Whitney Houston, what's my girl, Loretta Devine, my girl from Harlem Nights,
Layla Rashan,
and who was the fourth one?
Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett, that's right. And then her husband was in it, correct?
No. Courtney B. Vance wasn't in it.
No. What's my guy's name? Was it... who was the guys in Jamaica? Is it Tay Diggs?
Tay Diggs wasn't in that one.
Who is it? But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, knew who the women were,
headliners.
But yeah, it wasn't a movie that.
No, it's just the iconic soundtrack.
Well, I didn't know that the movie was in there. I thought they went to Jamaica or something.
Nah, you mixing up.
That's Stella.
Stella, yeah.
That's Stella. That's what I'm thinking
back
of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Waiting to Exhale was in Arizona. I knew. I did not know that.
Okay. Well, that's one. And I'm going to take it that we traveled, you know, together and nobody had to go up the mountain.
Yeah. We traveled. No. Yeah,
okay,
we traveled together.
So one out of two. Okay, good job. good vacation.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Let me tell you something. Colorado, because, you know, my wife's from Denver, so I've been there plenty of times. But I've been there in the summertime, but never in the mountains, just always in the Denver area. This was my first time going up into the mountains in the summertime. And I tell you what, it's such a... You know, granted, there was some snow on the tops of the mountains, not a lot, nothing to really write home about. But it was just a trip to kind of be up there, to see the beautiful mountains and the greenery that was on the mountains, because you could see, and you know, it was something. You know, it was something to see. So I had a good time. Arizona was the same way, man. Just you know, Arizona though, it was hot.
Yeah, I believe it.
It was hot in Arizona, and we got there. Apparently, a young lady that we had met at the resort was saying, like, they had, I don't remember if she was saying it was earlier this summer or maybe it was last summer, but they had a stretch of, how many days she said, but basically the temps were like 115, 120, a stretch of days.
Ooh, yeah.
And I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm glad we didn't come on during that time, because that would have been miserable.
Yeah, that's a different kind of heat.
So, all right, we're going to get into the show. Now, one other thing, too, that, and I don't know, because we've got these three interviews that I want you to hear, so we may not be able to get to actual calls, but maybe on the text line you can hit us up or on Twitter. I do want to also touch base. We're going to talk about this coming up in the next segment here, but I am really concerned with what's going on with our young student athletes and some of the decision making that's being done. And I'll just quickly tease before we get into this interview with Coach Burnett. But obviously, maybe you have heard, maybe you haven't. But situation out in Carrollton with two young men, one already committed and another one rising up the ranks, so to speak, in terms of his recruitment. Arrested over the weekend and charged with murder. Very concerning. So we're going to talk about that on the other side. But up first, like I said, got a chance to catch up with the North Clayton Eagles, man. Shouts out to Coach Cap Burnett and his staff for what they've been able to do for the program. He's actually an alum of the program, so it's really special for him to just kind of be back there. And listen, man, these are some kids getting it out the mud. If we keep it 100%, all schools ain't created equal in the sense of the resources that some of the programs have. And yet and still, they've been able to get these kids down there to just to believe in them, man. And, you know, the last couple of seasons, they've been able to have some really good wins that they've been able to put up in the book. So got the conversation started with him about just asking about how things were going for the summer. And here's my conversation with Coach Cap Burnett, North Clayton Eagles.
Been good. You know, the heating picked up on, so you know what I mean? Other than that, man, been good. A lot of good reps. For our, you know, our older crew, like you said, this crew here been playing since freshman, sophomore. Mm-hmm. So it's now time to cash in, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we got a great leadership, you know what I'm saying, through the boys, man, with Caden Burnett and Justin Murphy, London Goss, you know what I'm saying, a couple more seniors, Jameson Harrison, Harris. But with that foundation, I think with the leadership and having that in place, you know what I'm saying, help the young guys come in and, you know, really put in good work.
All right. And speaking of that, with those older guys, man, what have you noticed about their mindset in particular as far as, like you said, they know this is, you know, this is their senior year. So, you know, their approach to, you know, working out and, you know, like you said, leading the younger guys.
Right.
What have you kind of noticed about their mindset?
Oh, they work ethic. It's been there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I said, Caden Burnett, London Goss, Jameson Harris, you know, those guys, four-year guys, you know what I mean? They've been with us. They've been playing. You know what I'm saying? They took their lumps, took their lumps early. You know what I'm saying? Justin Murphy came in as a freshman starting.
Right.
You know, he took his lumps, man, and all those guys ready to turn the corner, man. And it shows not just on the field, you know what I'm saying, when they was in the classroom ending the year, in the weight room. You know, the thing they're saying, and when I'm saying leading, not the rah-rah guy, you know, they're being loud and trying to, hey, this ain't what, no, you know what I mean? I see them how they pull guys to the side, man, and just giving words of encouragement. So I think that was a positive thing, and I think that's really, you know what I'm saying, one of the biggest things that helped us.
All right, and now, obviously, no more breaks. You know, weeks are in the book.
I mean,
technically, season is here for the most part.
Right.
I mean, literally, you know, we're just over a month away.
Right.
What's kind of the message now from you and your staff as far as what you guys are focusing on, you know, as you guys start gearing up for that first matchup?
Well, it's really, man, it's simple, man. You know what I mean? This is what we put all that work in, going, you know, from January up until this point.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, in our group chat, you know what I'm saying, I text the coaches, text the boys, man. I say, hey, man, it's time to get back to the grind for the long haul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We saying long haul. We ain't talking just 10 games. Right. You know what I'm saying? We want to go on and get up out this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We done missed the playoffs for past a couple years. You know what I mean? We trying to go on for that long haul this year, man. And, you know, that's what I'm instilling in the boys and the coaches. You know what I'm saying? Just to endure. Mm-hmm. Endure what's coming. You know what I mean? To understand that, you know, it's not going to be easy.
Right.
Adversity is going to hit. But you know what I'm saying? Like I tell them, man, go on, get acquainted with adversity.
Right.
Don't run from it.
Right.
Accept it. Bring it in.
Yeah.
That's adversity is going to be my partner, man.
Right.
I'm okay. Because when you show up, I'm going to be ready for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just teaching the guys through the summer, you know what I mean, how to just work through it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're not avoiding nothing. We ain't running from nothing. You know what I'm saying? Whenever adversity comes, we're going to be equipped, go through it, get better, and keep on going for the long haul.
All right. So speaking of the adversity, you being an alum of North Clayton and whatnot, obviously when you took the position, you know, you knew
it'd
be adversity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we're honest with ourselves, you know.
Correct.
Resources ain't ain't equal everywhere,
right?
Right,
that's real.
So for you, stepping up to that challenge, you know, with this being your campus you came out of, how important was it for you to just not even worry about what the don't have and just wanting to come in and just be able to, like you said, show these guys how to get over that adversity?
Well, like you said, I'm from here. Mm-hmm. You know, we were bred that way from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? We ain't always have everything. You know, I remember our weight room, shoot, it was just that one small side. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Before Tahi 2 Chainz came in, you know what I'm saying? Revamped it. But, I mean, that's something that we built off of.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We pack our lunch and come to work.
Right.
And I just wanted to bring, not necessarily bring it back, but just continue that tradition going.
Right.
You know what I mean? North Clayton is the north side of the county. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're not close to everybody else. We were closer to South Fulton and then the other Clay County schools, and that's fine, you know what I mean? But we still represent Clay County. We're going to do that well, you know what I mean? And I think, you know, because our county is a great, great county, great football, you know what I'm saying? And we just want to do our part to keep that tradition going, and that's something we always, you know what I'm saying, took pride in, and we always took pride up this way, you know what I mean? Regardless, we don't, you know, the resources may be small, but, hey, at the end of the day, we got fields. Mm-hmm. We got some weights. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's get it done.
All right. Good deal. Last one for you, man. Message to the Clayton County alum supporters out there about coming out and seeing you guys this year.
Hey, man. Hey, it's going to be a great thing, man. One thing about it, you know, the game of football brings a lot of people together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Especially a community.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the only thing we're saying this year, come out, support the boys, man. You know what I mean? Because that's what it's about. You know, I want that light to shine on them. And you know what I'm saying? Doing what you're doing, coming, you interviewing me, and that's an opportunity to put some light on these boys. And I appreciate it, because that's my whole goal, is to shine light on them. You know what I mean? And like I said, the community, hey, get ready for the long haul, man. Hey, we shooting our shot, man. And we're going to go, you know what I'm saying? We're going to make it.
All right. That's Coach Cap Burnett, North Clayton Eagles football team. And they'll get the season started against Friday is the 16th, I believe. And they will take on McDonough for their season opener. So shout out to Coach Cap Burnett and the Eagles for allowing me to stop by. And we're not done. Again, like I said, I got a chance to catch up with the Sprayberry Yellow Jackets football team as well as the Pope Greyhounds volleyball team. Because, yeah, we're showing love for volleyball too, because it's a fall sport, man. And don't worry, I'll get back in here. We'll talk some softball. I got to check the schedule to see when I'm back in here again. But, yeah, it's all coming up right here on the other side. And like I said, if you got time, 404-726-0929, hit me up. I do want to talk about what's going on with our student athletes and the poor decision making in a lot of situations that we're starting to hear about. Very unfortunate situations. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Oh, it's on for real.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9, The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station and at PS underscore nation underscore on the X. Usually I say welcome into your weekly look into the world of high school sports, but it's summertime, not really on throughout the summer as much. And, you know, obviously I know the student athletes and all the teams and whatnot, they're out there putting in work all throughout the summer with the exception of their two dead weeks. But, you know, do catch up with them. You can actually see some of the stuff on PrepSportsNation.net. And actually there's a few things up on 92.9 The Game. Just go to the more and click on high school sports and you can see a few things there as well. Just heard from Coach Cap Burnett, North Clayton Eagles football team, previously before the break. And coming up here in just a few minutes, Coach Pete Faminaya of the Sprayberry Yellow Jackets football team, and a little later in the show, Coach Erica Miller of the Pope Greyhounds volleyball team coming in as or getting ready to kick off another season as defending champs when they get things rolling. So great conversations with them. Real quick, though, before we get to Coach Faminaya, I wanted to, before the break, I mentioned that I do want to just kind of get it off my chest, I guess, really more than anything. And feel free to call in if you can or if you want to. 404-726-0929 is the number. But it's overwhelmingly concerning with some of the decision making from our student athletes out here. And it happens all the time, unfortunately. I shouldn't say all the time, but it happens so often, whether it's here in our state, across the country. And ironically, there was another incident that just happened a couple days ago with a young man in Texas who's a Georgia commit. His situation, unfortunate, not as tragic as the one I'm about to talk about. But over the weekend, if you did not hear, two young men, Joshua Davis, 17 years old, of Bowden High School, and Kamari Farmer, 8 of Carrollton High School. Farmer committed to Liberty. Davis, not yet committed, but both just star players for their football teams. And there's another young man whose name is not mentioned, 15 years old. They don't say whether or not he is a football player or not. But they've been arrested and charged with murder out in the Carrollton area. Now, the most recent update that I saw says it has something to do with an argument about a stolen weapon, stolen gun. Don't know if this particularly stolen gun was the one that was eventually used. Doesn't matter. I immediately thought back to when the two young men from the Milton Eagles basketball team shot and killed a young man. And both, one was committed. I think both may have been committed. As far as college goes. But it just troubles me that you work so hard to put yourself in a situation that so many student athletes don't get that opportunity, and you throw it all away. Now, granted, these young men have not been convicted, but from the optics right now, it doesn't look good. And it just troubles me with the decision making, and that's big for me, because me personally, in my life, throughout my life, as I grew, as I became an adult, I've had times of nothing to this extent, but I've made bad decisions that have kind of slowed down my progress, whether it be career wise or just in life in general. And so for me, decision making is a big, big deal, and I really don't know where, as a community, we're going wrong with some of these student athletes. And so I just, again, maybe this was more of a venting thing here. I just had to get it off my chest because it's just so troubling that this happens time and time again. Again, like I said, whether it's here in our state, or just somewhere else in the country, I don't understand, especially when you've been working so hard to put yourself in a great situation. I mean, put you an opportunity that, again, there are so many student athletes out there that they may not even get close to such an opportunity. So, again, feel free to hit us on Twitter or on the text line, 404-726-0929, if you have any thoughts. And, we'll shout you out when not. But, again, didn't mean to try to bring things down, but it just, again, I was on my trip and it hit my phone and I'm just like, why, why is this happening? So anyway, with that being said, let's brighten it up again. Had a chance to catch up with the Sprayberry Yellow Jackets this summer as well. This was, I want to say, after the first dead week, before the second dead week. Coach Pete Faminaya, now he's taking over. He came over from Hiram. He's taking over the program, who had a historical year last year. I think it was their first region title, and one of their best seasons they'd had in years, and nice run in the playoffs. Unfortunately, they were eliminated, but they bring back a good amount of kids from that team from last year, and Coach Faminaya is coming in with his staff, his culture, and things are looking up for these young men in the Yellow Jackets over there. And here's my conversation with Coach Faminaya, which I first kicked it off with. Same thing, just asking, how have things been going? How's the summer been going for you guys?
Well, I've been here since February now, and it's been just really a breath of fresh air. This is a really special place. They've been playing football here at Sprayberry over 60 years. There's a lot of tradition here. People really care about this program and this community. You have people here. We've got kids on the team who their dads played here. Their grandparents went to school here, so there's a huge sense of community and pride. The boys have been great. They're eager. They're hungry. It's been really exciting to work with them every single day.
All right. And as you touched on the tradition of here, you being the first non-alum coach, head coach of the program, how important has some of the senior leadership been for you in helping you with the transition of bringing in your culture of football?
I really want to give a lot of credit to the two previous head coaches. Both of them were alumni. Both of them really cared about this place. They both had different strengths, two different styles. And I think I'm able to really build off specifically what the previous head coach did, the way he was able to get the boys to buy in and believe and win a region championship and make a playoff run. My responsibility now is to take that, what he built, and take it to the next step. That's really kind of been our focus, is not so much to focus on last season, but focus on this class and their legacy, because those boys have graduated. Those boys are gone. They don't play here anymore. So I think my challenge to these seniors is it's your team now. So I really want to be able to try to have them build their own legacy going forward.
All right. So you're wrapping up week three here, summer workouts. Yep. As you guys come back next week, where are you guys at? What are you wanting to kind of see them, focus-wise as you guys start to come back next week?
What's interesting is I've been a head coach. This is my fourth stop as a head coach. I've been a head coach now 16 years. And most of the time when I walk into a place, it's broken. Mm-hmm. You know, like everybody that's ever hired me, I always say, well, there's a reason why we're here, you know. with this place, it's different. Like, you know, I think as a coach, the first thing you have to establish is effort, right? Like you have to get the kids to understand what is our standard. How do you work hard? What do you have to do? You know, I don't think we've had to do that a lot here. You know, I think the standard was already established as far as what the expectation was for work. You know, my biggest goal right now is to kind of put my spin on it. What does that look like under our regime and under our coaching staff? You know, so we haven't had to coach a lot of effort. Our specific thing has been focusing on the details, focusing on how to get better, focus how to take the next step. You know, as a coach, I always talk about we have to motivate, right? We have to take a bad player and make them good. We have to take a good player and make them great. And then we got to take the great ones and make them elite. And we got some at every level, right? We got some first-year kids that maybe haven't played a whole lot of football before, and we got to teach them the basics and the fundamentals. Then we got to take those kids that have been good in the past for us, you know, maybe a really good JV kid or a first-year varsity guy, make him a really good Friday night football player. And then we've got some really, really good players here. We got to go make them elite. We got to make them the best at their position on and off the field that we possibly can, you know, so that's kind of been our focus.
All right. And what are some of the things that have kind of stood out and impressed you about how the guys have been approaching the offseason here?
You know, they're really hungry. You know, for a team that won a region championship and made it to the third round and won 11 games, these guys aren't satisfied. You know, I think it's really hard to get an 0-10 team going, right, because they just don't know how to win. But I also think it's really hard to get a team going that's been winning, you know, because sometimes that winning comes easy to them. But with this group, I don't see that. Like I always talk about them, don't be satisfied. You know, don't rest on what we've done in the past. Be excited and motivated and driven to go be better, you know. And that's always been my goal, is to try to improve on the previous year, always try to improve on what has been done in the past. And that's kind of been our focus here. You know, I think it was a little bit of a bittersweet situation for the boys losing the way they did in the third round last year. You know, they lost to a really good football team, but I don't think they felt like they performed at their highest level. So that's really stuck with them, you know. Mm-hmm. I think they don't ever want to feel like that again. You know, mm-hmm. So the boys have been motivated and they've been driven to not just focus on the region games, but focus on the bigger picture, which is try to make Sprayberry a great team known around the state. Like right now, they're locally known, right? People know about Sprayberry in Cobb or in Cherokee or in the metro, but they want Sprayberry to be a name that people talk about from coast to coast and from north to south. And that's really been a focus for us.
All right, and last one before I let you go, Coach. What's your message to that Sprayberry community? Because like you said, this is a program, a school in general that's been very important to this community. What's your message to the community about coming out and just continuing to be supportive of you guys this season?
Yeah, you know, it's such a special place, you know, because you hear – I get emails from people saying, hey, my grandfather played there in the 60s or – you know, I played in the 80s, and, you know, I think people just care so much about the black and gold here, and they care about the Yellow Jackets, and I think that makes this place so special and unique, and I hope our biggest focus is you see a team, number one, that's disciplined, you know, that is going to do things the right way. You know, I talk to the boys all the time, we're going to do things right because the right things matter, you know. I think those are things that carry over into life. You know, I hope they also see a team that's really physical, you know. I know people like to use the term old school, you know, but I believe there's value in that. You know, I think there's, you know, those kind of teams have an opportunity to be successful in November and December, you know. So that's going to be our mindset, to be a really physical football team, to come out and just really try to play hard for four quarters, you know. And then I hope you see a team that really cares about one another, you know. We've got some really high-level athletes here, right? I mean, there's no shortage of talent at every position. But I hope you see a team that really cares about one another, with no egos, that plays for one another, and really selfless, you know. So, and then, you know, I really hope as you see them out in the community, because we're a community school, right? that they are representing our program the right way. You know, I hope that you see a young man that is proud, or that you're proud when you see that young man in the community as he represents our team and our school.
All right. Thanks to Coach Pete Faminaya, Sprayberry Yellow Jackets football team. They will open up the season on August 15th when they travel to take on the Alexander Cougars. So appreciate Coach and the Yellow Jackets for allowing me to stop by with them. All right, one more that I got a chance to. I think Coach Miller and the Lady Greyhounds over there at Pope, they might have been one of the first teams I actually checked in with this summer, or at least early on. But great conversation with her as well. That'll be coming up on the other side as they get ready to defend their title. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Odds on for real.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia studio. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at The D Lewis for Real, at 92.9, The Game. For all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore nation underscore on the X. So please give all of us a follow. And yeah, man, final segment of the show. Again, not a weekly check-in on the world of high school sports because it's summertime, so we're not quite rocking and rolling weekly. We'll get that going once we get into the fall in August and whatnot, and things get underway, which, man, believe it or not, mentioned at the top of the show, softball scrimmages within the next week or so, and then first full week of August, games will be in full effect. Can you believe it? So, and then, you know, so on and so on. Football kicks in, volleyball kicks in, cross country kicks in, and then we're rocking and rolling. So, oh, man, I am enjoying the not being in every week because, again, once we get into that grind, Noel, you know, because you've rocked with me for a while. I know Sonny kind of in the spring kind of was holding it down, but you've rocked with me for a while. We rock and roll in this thing, man, and we have a good time. It's always a great time showing so much love to the student athletes and the coaches and the programs out here in our great state and you know, just phenomenal job of things that have been that are going on. So coming up here in just a second, final interview, one of the early interviews I got to do this summer, Pope Lady Greyhounds heading into the season as defending champs for the second time since Coach Miller, Erica Miller, has taken over the program. They won it back in 2022 and headed into 23 as the defending champs, and then they just won it this past year, and again will now head into the year as defending champ. So great conversation with her. In fact, that's actually what I asked her. You know, what's it like once again walking through the doors in the summertime and starting to put in the groundwork as defending champs?
Yeah, I think there's a humility around mm-hmm. it. Like, they were so pleased and proud of themselves mm-hmm. to have done it again.
Right.
And then, you know, when you roll out a group of seniors mm-hmm. and you are a new group coming right. in, that it, you know, it's time to start over. And right. we don't, there's not really, there might be fumes from what was previous, right, right. but you really have to become the gas mm-hmm. for the new machine, you know? Right. And so it's fun to this summer to get things kicked off. We did a summer camp and right. a lot of the girls worked. And so we just have that fun energy of being together.
Okay.
It's social and it's a good time. And then last week, they started lifting and we're doing some classroom learning types of things. And, you know, they're deep in their club seasons right. in the summer. And we right. want to honor that. We right. really, really do. So, you know, things are optional and we see different girls and they're out of town for tournaments and they're back. But when they come in here, they come in with intention and they're focused, reconnecting with their Pope friends mm-hmm. and their Pope teammates. And then, you know, learning what they can and getting in the weight room and really training their bodies as well.
All right. And like you said, as you just touched on, like, summer is a big club time for girls throughout the country when it comes to volleyball. So for you, when you do get to have that time with them, what's kind of your, this early on, I guess you would say, in the summer process of things, what's kind of the main points of focus for you when you do have them together?
Well, honoring that this is their down season in a way. I mean, it's their high season in club, but right. for us, it's the slow ramp up. Like okay. I believe in a break. I believe in rest. I believe the body has limits,
right.
you know, and these girls, I mean, since our season ended in November, they've been full go with club ball.
Right.
So when we get them, I mean, we're focused on one another. We're largely focused on relationships
okay.
And the energy that we have here, because it can be different than the energy in their club stuff, because that is just very, very competitive.
Right.
So we're very competitive. We work really, really hard, but we err towards the side of, like, we love one another. Mm-hmm. We build one another up. We're very encouraging. So it's that kind of talk and language and look each other in the eyes and hugs. And right. there's like a kindness to the summer. I remind them, like, you're not done with what you started with club. So as much as you want to be here, you don't have to be yet. You'll be ready. We'll be ready. And even when we start in August, like, we want to come out of the gates playing great, but really we want to play our best volleyball in October.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep perspective that, you know, maybe if it's not the best in August, that's okay. We'll ramp it up. We'll take our time, because the trade-off is, you know, that they didn't get rest in the summer. And I believe in that for them,
right.
that they get some breaks. They get some family time. They yeah. get to be on the beach and be just teenagers.
Yeah.
So we try to emphasize that, you know, which has yet in the, this is my fifth season mm-hmm. and it's yet to, you know, come back and haunt us. It's right. actually refreshing for them to have some space mm-hmm. from always grinding,
gotcha.
Always grinding.
Right. Which they do a lot
they
these
do.
Days.
They do.
So with that being said, when it does come time to, like you said, and you get to August, you know, what do you kind of hope their mindset is, in the sense of, for those girls that, Or let me say it this way. What do you hope they took away, the ones that are coming back that were part of the 2022 championship win? What do you hope they took away from that coming into this season with that?
Yeah.
You know, okay, we're the defending champs, but we've got the target on our back.
Right.
And then as far as that, and then how they can use that to, you know, kind of be leaders too for this core.
Right,
this
right. Group. We get real small as far as being present where you are. So coming in the practice gym, mm-hmm. knowing why you're there, mm-hmm. like what specifically, what skills are you working on? Are you working on? Are you? And then what are we working on? So there's a focus mm-hmm. to the way we try to train.
Okay.
Yeah, just with a lot of purpose mm-hmm. and keeping in mind that some things don't just happen easily. And so we remind them, like, I try not to panic. I feel like there's a maybe a calm to the way that I coach, mm-hmm. knowing that it doesn't have to be instant,
okay.
and it doesn't even have to be every day. We try to keep don't tell them, you know, but we try to keep the bar as high as we can. But we know that they're exhausted some days, or they had a bunch of tests some days, and so you know the bar is high, but the bar may be this high,
right.
And to keep them from getting anxious and overwhelmed, all this kind of like energy that really pulls down your game, because
right.
inside your head you're discouraged. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we're just constantly like, it's going to be enough. You are going to be enough. We are going to be enough when it comes time to have to be more than enough.
Okay.
And we do that all the time. Practice gym, any fitness kinds of things, you know, conversations, watching film, like we just try to be present and have a level of focus. It doesn't feel heavy and stressful. It feels mm-hmm. like invitational, like it's a gift
right.
to get to be here right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not anywhere else.
Right.
You know, nobody's asking anything else of you, but to be in this sport with girls we love,
right.
let's be here. And they do. They do. It's like they walk into the gift and they engage.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And how big has over the years for you has that senior leadership been for you? In regards to being able to rely on some of the girls to kind of be the voices on the court for you.
That's very real. It's really neat to see each class, mm-hmm. who those personalities are and how they do it. 2 years ago, we had a group of girls, three girls that were just dominant on the court, dominant in the locker room, and they just led so really, really very, very well. And then the next year was these eight girls and none of them had been in the inside with those three necessarily.
Right.
They were as players, but not necessarily as leadership. But then to watch of those eight, a few of them really step forward and
right.
use their voice and lead. And then the group that's coming up, we're back to
right.
four girls. And there's those girls. I think they're energized once they rise up to the oldest in leadership to get to really use their voice more and more. They respect the older girls.
Right.
And then when it's their turn, they step into it.
Okay.
Even quieter girls. We have one of our seniors that when she speaks, they listen because she doesn't speak much. She
right.
just doesn't have that need. But it's been cool to even see her this summer and to watch her stepping forward.
That's awesome.
And I expect that this season she'll offer her voice that much more because she's older. She's been through two state championships
mm-hmm.
now. Like she, and the girls will listen because she's been there, done that.
Right.
You know, I'm always the seniors. It's fun to watch them emerge and step into leadership.
Awesome. Well,
yeah.
Coach, one more before I let you go. What's your last, what words do you want to send out to the community of Pope and the volleyball team? Because I've watched them be very supportive of you all. So when it comes to this upcoming season, what's the message that you want to put out there about them coming out and, you know, continuing to support?
Yeah, well, we love them. We love our families. We love our girls. We love the community that surrounds us,
mm-hmm.
our athletic department. I mean, we genuinely are so appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate all the support that they offer us, all the encouragement. So I think that's it. We super appreciate you. We're coming back again and we're eager to see everyone and do this. We really do it together.
Yeah.
We really do it together. And I love that. Appreciate that all these parents get behind us. Our athletic director gets behind us. And we're a humble and grateful group of girls.
All right, and that's head coach, Coach Erica Miller, Pope Lady Greyhounds volleyball team. They'll open up the season. It's going to be a tournament, it looks like. Actually, it may not be a tournament. Actually, it looks like maybe just they're hosting Kel and Roswell, and that's going to take place August 7th. So they pretty much, volleyball pretty much kicks off same, you know, weekend as, same week as softball. Those two will get things rolling. And then it's so crazy that, you know, they roll, like I said, then you'll have like 2 weeks before, oh, not even 2 weeks, about a week and some days. And football will get rolling, and then, you know, like I said, cross country will be going, and then, yeah, season is in full effect. All right, before we get out of here, Noel, have you, because we haven't caught up, movie-wise, this summer, have you seen anything? Jurassic Park, Superman, you know, Fantastic Four is this weekend.
The only thing I've seen is Sinners, and I am definitely going to go see Fantastic Four, because like the rest of the world, I'm obsessed with Pedro Pascal. So I will definitely be there to see Fantastic Four. Okay. On top of the fact that they're actually going to keep the 60s aesthetic, and I like that. So yeah. I'm going to check it out this go round.
All right, cool. Well, let's see, like you, so I think Sinners was the last thing I saw until yesterday. Me and the boys, my sons, we had a boy, I had him out in the streets last night.
Okay, what we do?
And we went and saw Superman.
And Greg, thanks you. Greg Clarkston, thanks you
yes,
for going to go see
yeah,
Superman.
Yeah, I know. His name, now, if I think I heard him say
yes.
They cut him out, but his name is still in the
yes,
credits.
Yes, which means
so
he still gets mailbox money. So he thanks
nice.
You and your children for going to go
well,
see Superman.
Well, it was an honor to support Greg.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He went to the Favre a couple Thursdays ago. It was the Thursday before All-Star Weekend, because
okay.
I was also down there at the Fox.
Nice.
We kind of crossed each other without knowing it.
But okay.
He was down there seeing the premiere, and he left before he could see his name on the big screen there.
Wow.
But then he went home and looked at it and was like, oh.
Nice.
So that's a win for Greg. But how was the movie? Is DC back?
Hard for me to say.
Okay.
I will say James Gunn did a good job of putting the spin that he put on it.
Okay.
So it's just going to be intriguing to see where they're going with this, because some of the things I've read online, he's not trying to follow the same blueprint necessarily as how Marvel did with how they kind of just tied all the original Avengers,
mm-hmm.
you know, movie. Like, put it this way, there's post-credit scenes, but don't expect a post-credit scene to lead to something.
Yeah,
exactly.
Got it.
Put it that way. And so we'll see where it goes from there. But it wasn't terrible. Superman was never one of my favorite superheroes. So, you know, but I action-wise, I thought he did a pretty good job. So
I'm going to check it out. I haven't really done Superman since Superman Returns. And
right.
that's like 20 years
yeah,
ago. I'm not
going
to lie
ago.
To you. I'm
yeah.
talking about Kevin Spacey
yeah,
back that
exactly.
way. So Parker Posey. So I think I might check this one out and see if Superman can
I don't
grab
think you'll
me
be,
this go-round.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be disappointed. It had way more comedy. You know, it had a very Guardians of the Galaxy feel because obviously James Gunn.
Okay, that works.
All right,
okay,
cool.
So I'm gonna check it out.
All right, well, that's it. We'll be back, like I said, in about 3-4 weeks once fall sports really get rocking and rolling. Appreciate you locking in with us tonight. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. That's my girl, Noel. This is Sports Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya. Too much caffeine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.